Senator Tom Harkin, an Iowa Democrat and chairman of an appropriation subcommittee that deals with health issues, held the first of a series of congressional hearings this week on the swine flu outbreak.
There's a lot of anxiety, understandably so, among people as to where we are in this, what's the threat, where do we go from here.
Soon after the hearing began, President Barack Obama sent a letter to Congress asking for an additional $1.5 billion to strengthen the country's response to the outbreak. The money would fund new medical equipment and production of a vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health, told the Senate panel that efforts are already underway to find a vaccine.
We are proceeding along the line that is a step-by-step process of getting a vaccine against this particular virus.
Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Republican from the U.S. border state of Texas, asked why the border could not be closed to help prevent the spread of the swine flu into the United States from Mexico, where scores of people have died from the disease. Rear Admiral Ann Skuchop, the Center for Disease Control's Interim Science and Public Health Deputy Director, said there are more effective ways to curb the spread of the virus.
Based on the pattern of illness that we're seeing here in the United States, we don't think that this virus can be contained, that we can stop it at the border. But we do think we can reduce the impact of its spread, and we can reduce its impact on health.
She reiterated suggestions from other U.S. health officials that schools be closed if cases of the flu are discovered there and that those infected stay home from work or school. Meanwhile, late Tuesday, the Senate confirmed Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius as Secretary of Health and Human Services, the last member of President Obama's cabinet to be approved by the Senate. The vote was 65-31, with many Republicans opposing Sebelius because of her record in support of abortion rights. Among them was Senator Tom Colburn, an Oklahoma Republican and a physician.
I think there's a critical defect in this nominee. Whereas if you're going to be charged for the health and the services that relate to health and humans in this society, that you're confused on this very issue about transparency and accountability of taking the life of an unborn child.
But Sebelius's supporters argued that her confirmation was important in light of the swine flu outbreak. Senator Mark Warner is a Virginia Democrat.
It is essential for the health of the nation that President Obama has in place and the nation has in place a strong Secretary of Health and Human Services to make sure that our federal efforts on this potential pandemic are ably coordinated.
President Obama nominated Sebelius after his first choice for the post, former Senator Tom Daschle, withdrew in early February over a controversy relating to unpaid taxes. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.